Take me past the outer courts to that holy place, past the blazing altar. Let's go in. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the praise, so sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence, Lord. Take me, Lord. Take the blood over there. Take me in tonight. Take the cold, cleanse my lips. You are. Take the cold tonight. Take the cold, cleanse my lips. Here I am. We enter in tonight. We enter in into the temple. With thanks to the Ancient of Days, Ancient of Days, to our name. For his mercies unto us, give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people, how excellent is thy name. Praise his name. For his mercies unto us, his mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. 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 Take me past. Take me past the outer. We want to enter in tonight. Into that holy place. Pass me by. Oh, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the poor who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me, Lord. Take me, change me, Lord, tonight. Take me by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, take me into the Lord. Oh, Lord, there I want to see your face. The cold cleanse my lips, will I take the cold cleanse my lips, take the cold cleanse my lips, will I take the cold cleanse my lips tonight, take the cold cleanse my lips, will I this is the air I breathe. This is the air. Oh, this is the air I breathe. The holy presence living in me. This is the air I breathe. One more time. Oh, this is the air that I breathe.
This is the air.
Oh, this is the air that I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. And I'm
desperate for you.
I'm desperate for you, Lord. I'm lost without, I'm lost without you, Jesus. And I'm desperate for, I'm desperate for you, my Lord. And I'm lost without, oh, I'm lost without you, my Lord. Oh, this is my daily bread.
This is my daily,
oh, this is my daily bread.
This is my daily,
oh Lord,
your spoken word. My daily,
oh, this is my daily bread.
This is my daily,
oh, this is my daily bread. Your spoken word, reveal to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and I. I'm desperate for you, Lord. And I'm lost without, oh, I'm lost without you, my Lord. And I'm desperate for, I'm desperate for. And I'm lost without, oh, I'm lost without you, my Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, for that daily bread.
Hallelujah.
Your spoken word.
Amen.
That has been revealed.
Hallelujah.
In us. That's why we are here tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Let us all just say, Lord, we thank you,
oh,
for the
Father,
day.
Thank you, God.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we bless you, Lord.
Lord Savior, we come, Lord.
Father, right from the morning, oh Lord,
for the grace
up to this hour, oh God, it has taken your grace. It has taken your protection. Oh, yes, it has taken your mercies. It has taken your loving kindness, oh, to bring us, Lord, together once again, to be at your feet, oh God, Lord, we say, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for our children. Thank you, Lord. The be to school and back. We thank you for our working places. Oh, we thank you for our homes. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for that daily bread, the bread of life, oh, the spoken word, oh, that has been revealed in us, Lord. We say, Lord, thank you, O God. Give you the honor, we give you the praise, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, O God. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Father, Lord, we love thee, we love thee, we love thee.
Oh, thank you, O God.
Worship thee, Lord God. Worthy,
in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Give you the glory. We have a prayer request here from our sister Lily, asking for prayers because she couldn't make it this evening. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus, for yet another moment, Lord, another grace that you've given to us, Lord. Oh, to be right in your presence, Lord. Father, we just say thank you, God, for the day. So far, Lord, right from the morning, oh God, we thank you for our children going to school and back, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our working places, Lord. We thank you for your sustaining power, Lord. We thank you for clothing us, Lord. And above all, Lord Jesus, oh Lord, the test that, oh God, you place upon us. Oh, even for us, Lord, to leave our closest, oh Lord, and come right seeking you, oh God. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you that, Lord, there is always bread, oh God, for your children, Lord. Oh, the bread that you have preserved, oh God, all these years, Lord Jesus. Oh, that has been revealed in us, oh God. We thank you, we bless you, we give you the glory, Lord. Oh, Father, even this evening as we have come, oh God, we know the Lord. Oh, there is something good in store for us, Lord. So, Father, we come, oh Lord, with our hearts, oh Lord, with all humility, placing upon your altar. The Lord, the fire will come and consume it, oh God. That's our sacrifice, Lord Jesus, a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Oh, we know the Lord, you will never despise, oh God. So, Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. And even, Father, we thank you that, Lord, we have a report that our time here, Lord Jesus, is coming to a close. Oh, Father, what is that we see in you as our high priest, Lord, of good things to come. Oh, by a greater and a more perfect tabernacle in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you, oh God. We know the Lord. You will never leave your children, oh God. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Even, Father, we commit our sister Lily into your hands as she wasn't able to come, oh God. Father, wherever she is, Lord, you know. Oh, Father, let your hands and your protection be upon her. And whatever, Lord Jesus, you give here, oh God. Oh, let her portion also be also unto her, oh Lord. We thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus, even as we tend to, the bread of life. Amen. Lord Jesus, Amen. The Holy Spirit, the author. Oh, yes. Oh, we know you are here, oh God. Oh, to make your word alive again in us. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your word, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. As we are still standing, let's turn to Matthew 13. We shall read from the 24th verse to the 30th verse. Matthew 13, 24 to 30. God bless you, musicians. You really give a real good worship for this evening. Amen. It has created the right atmosphere. And the Holy Spirit is already here. God richly bless you, musicians. God bless you. Amen. Let's hear the word of God. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that sowed good seed in the field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, Sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then has it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Would thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. O Holy Spirit, the teacher, Lord, we know you are here, God. Father, lift up your word of God into our hearts, Lord. Let it be an impact upon us, Lord Jesus. Even, Father, good grounds, Lord, to receive your word of God. We commit ourselves, Lord, into your hands tonight. The purpose for which, Lord, you called us, O God. Let it just sweep over us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? God bless you. Yes, another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. Tonight is a teaching service. Praise God. You know, it's part of the fivefold ministry. And the fivefold ministry, you know, is given to us for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of what? Of the body of Jesus Christ. So sometimes it has to be some teachings, and sometimes it has to be evangelistical, sometimes it has to be pastoral. Praise the Lord. All the fivefold ministry, they are very good for us. So tonight, we will have a topic, the two vines. And so a man sowed a good seed, and he said, and when men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. When men slept, so that enemy did what? He stole himself into that field. Praise the Lord. That makes him a true enemy. He stole himself into that field. When men were what? Men were asleep. You know, thieves, they normally operate in the night. You see? Praise God. And he also sowed what? Tares among the wheat and went his way. Verse 26. But when the blade was sprang up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. Praise the Lord. So you could see that right from the beginning, the tares were not seen. Amen. The tares were not seen. In fact, I've done a rice farming before when I was in Ghana. After we have sown the rice on the field, when it shoots, there is a particular weed also. It looks so close to the what? To the rice. Praise the Lord. Very, very close. So initially, you will not even identify which is the rice and which is what? A weed. But the only thing that can identify is that when you have spread what? Weed killers. Amen. It's very surprising, you see, that when you spread the weed killers, it will kill the weed and then leave what? The rice. Amen. But when they are shooting up in the beginning, you don't see any difference. So that's what he's saying here. When the blade was sprung up, no one saw anything. Praise God. But when it brought forth what? Fruits. Then appear the tares what? Also. Amen. Reading from I'm a Holy Roller, Chicago, 1953, paragraph 22. The prophet said, now, foundation of all Bible teachings begin in Genesis. Everything. The word Genesis means the beginning, as the seed chapter. Now, in Genesis was the seed chapter where all seeds were sown. Everything that you find in the world today came out of Genesis. Everything began back there in the beginning. And now it's just like sowing a crop. Now, if you want, you watch what kind of seed you got in, no matter what it looks like, when it is high, you'll have to see what it is, what seed is. You'll see what it will be when it comes to seed. Is that right? That's exactly what we have read. When it comes to what? When it comes to seed, then you know what kind of seed it is. If it is wheat, corn, or whatever it is, it might look like a weed. You see, it might look like a weed, but if it's wheat down there, when it produces, it will produce what? Wheat. Amen. See, when it starts, it looks like what? They all look like wheat. But when it begins to produce the fruits, then you know what kind of what seed it is. That's why always the Bible says, ye are known by what? By their fruits. By their fruits, you will know them. Now, it begins with the two people on earth. That was Adam and Eve. He said, God told them, all these things on the Garden of Eden, you can what? Eat. But of this tree, of the knowledge of good and evil, never touch it. He said, it's a forbidden tree. And everybody, the prophet said, everybody has his own idea about what it is. And I have mine. And but anyhow, they sinned. And when they sinned, it brought what? Death. And God came down to talk to Adam in the cool of the evening, and he found that Adam and Eve were back in the bushes somewhere hidden. Then the prophet said, now, we are going to stand. See, we are all going to stand in the presence, in his presence. Yes. And now they have found themselves what? Naked. And had made themselves a covering of fig leaves. They themselves have tried to what? Cover themselves. The prophet says, see, man right from the beginning tried to make himself his own covering. Brethren, let's watch this. It has been from the beginning. Man would try to make his own what? Covering. My brother, your own covering. My sister, your own covering can never cover you. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, religion means covering. And a man was trying to make himself a way of escape from the wrath of the presence of God by his own hands. See, that's man's nature. Brethren, let us watch this. Never try to what? Make your own way of escape from the presence of the Lord. Because there is a provided way that he has made for you rather to come to him. Amen. Not you running away, but to come to him. He has a provided way. But many a time when we take our own covering, then it becomes what? Difficult for us to stand in his presence. See. Said that's nature. It's the nature. Is it? He tries to bypass God. And if he can't just stand his presence justified, he tried to what? Bypass God. Brethren, if there is something that you find it difficult to serve God, you try to find your own what? Your own way. You want to bypass what? God. Brethren, there is no covering apart from what? The covering of the Lord. Amen. That no man at any time, at any age, sought after God. It's rather God seeking after man. And we must just really appreciate God for it. Amen. We must appreciate God for it. That God goes about looking for us. Apart from all our mistakes, he still goes looking for us. Brethren, he is continually doing it now, today. He is looking for us. Said it's nature that man always ran from God. Said as soon as Adam realized he has sinned, why? He should have been what? Running through the garden, screaming, "Father, Father, where are you?" See? That's what Adam should have done. Running through what? The garden, calling that, "Oh Lord, I've sinned, where are you?" But my brother, that's the way. Amen. That is the way. If you know that you have done what? You have sinned or you have made something contrary to his word. You must what? Go and look for him. Amen. Go down your knees and call him, "Father, Father, where thou art, I've sinned." Amen. But today it has been what? That's the thing. Running away. Our confession. We find it difficult to confess our sins. We find it difficult to what? To tell our mistakes. We find it very difficult to accept our faults. Amen. You are running away from God, brother. My sister, you are running away from God. But in the case of Adam here, he said it was God come screaming, "Adam, Adam, where thou art?" See, Adam was hiding. Adam went hiding. Why? Because he realized he had to come to face God. That his religion that he's holding on could not stand the presence of God. Amen. And today, just like Adam, maybe we are hiding behind our coverings. Maybe we are hiding behind what? Our sins. Brethren, tonight, get out from your covering. Get out behind your covering. Get out behind your what? Your mistakes and your sins. Get out from there. Amen. You see, come out under your own covering, my brother. Come out under your own covering, my sister. If we have sinned, brethren, let us go down on our knees and ask for forgiveness. Amen. Now, you notice that God, now we have said we have two, the topic is two vines. Now let's come to it. Now, out of there came two children, one Cain and one Abel. Now let us watch these two children closely. Both came from the same womb and yet producing different seed. Both coming from the same womb and yet producing what? Different seed. How come? That is exactly our text that we read. Amen. A good man sowed good seed. And when man slept, his enemy came and sowed what? Tares. The people that don't believe serpent seed. You see, that's why he said we have what? The spoken word that has been revealed in us. And this is what we must always breathe and what? Eat. Amen. You see, the scripture is saying a good man sowed good seed. And when man slept, the enemy came and sowed what? Tares amongst them. Now here is a woman out of her womb came what? Two children. But yet, they were producing what? Two different what? Seeds. Praise God. Two different seeds from the same womb. That's got to prove the scripture that there one of them came from a good man and one of them came from what? An enemy. The serpent seed. Praise the Lord. Two children from the same womb producing what? Different kinds of seed. Cain and Abel. So when they were driven out from the Garden of Eden, they realized, you see, their father and mother, Adam and Eve, were driven out of the Garden of Eden. And when they had grown, definitely the parents had told them a word, all about what happened when they were in the Garden of Eden. The parents told them that we were there. See, God told us not to what? Touch that tree, and we did. We disobeyed God. And that's why we have come out from what? That garden. So the children themselves, the prophet said, they knew that they have been what? Born in sin. See, they realized that they had sinned and were separated from God. And each boy wanted to find favor in the sight of God. So he comes. They come to make what? A sacrifice. My brother, the realization. We must realize if we have done something that's contrary to the word. We must realize. That realization, my brother, my sister, is what? Is of God. Amen. See, it's the Holy Spirit that comes to bring what? That realization. Amen. Just like what? That prodigal son. Amen. A realization came into him before he was able to say, I will rise up and go unto my father. And will say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you. Praise the Lord. The realization. You see, most of the time the realization will come. But we try to what? Bypass it. Praise God. We realize that we have sinned. We realize that we have made a mistake here and there. And yet, when the Holy Spirit whispers to us, we still try to what? Bypass them. So these boys, they realize that they have been born in sin. So they wanted to do what? Find favor in the sight of God. Let us all always find favor in the sight of God. Let it be our what? Our most desire to always find favor in the sight of God. So they went to make what? Sacrifice unto the Lord. He said, but the thing is, he said, he is God. He said, God is just. Do you believe that? He said, do you believe that, audience? He is absolutely just. And if God only requires religion, Cain was what? Justified as Abel. Brother, now we are coming to another point. If it is only religion, then Cain is what? Is justified. If it is only coming to church all the time, then Cain is also justified. Praise the Lord. If it is only religion, then Cain is what? Justified. Said both boys came before God. He said, Cain wasn't a communist. He wasn't an infidel. He wasn't an unbeliever. He was a believer. If God requires a believer, he would be what? unjust to condemn what Cain. Brother, we are going further now. Even he said that, believer, hey, serious. He said he wasn't a communist. He wasn't an infidel. He wasn't an unbeliever. Cain wasn't an unbeliever. He said he was a believer. And if God only requires a believer, he would be unjust to condemn Cain. And now we are all seated here. We are all what? Believers. Isn't it? Hey, brethren. Serious. We are all believers. We are believing the message of the hour. Isn't it? Let's take notice of this. Now, this is going to make you tighten your ecclesiastical vest just a little bit. But listen, notice. I say, I am a believer. So was Cain. And so is the devil. Hey, serious. Praise God. I say I'm a believer. The prophet says so was Cain. And so is the devil also. Hey, then how are we going to see the difference? Amen. The two vines. And you will say, well, I go to church. And I go to the altar. So did Cain. Cain built an altar or a church unto the Lord. What about that? You say, I'm a member of a church. So was Cain. And Cain made a sacrifice. You say, I pay so much every year into my church. So did Cain. Hey. You say, I worship the Lord from the bottom of my heart. So did Cain. Hey, brethren, be serious. Cain was a believer, a worshiper, and just as fundamentally right as Abel was. Then the prophet himself said, Amen. Oh, I love this. I pray God to steam our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, don't get excited. I know where I am. Look, but I feel kind of what religious right now. Amen. Brethren, this is serious. Cain was strictly a fundamentalist, just as fundamental as Abel. You know somebody who is a fundamentalist? Somebody who always followed what? Basic rules. Huh? Basic rules. He follows them. Huh? He loved the Lord. He worshipped the Lord. He built an altar to the Lord. He made a sacrifice to the Lord. He paid his vows to the Lord. Just as religious as any fundamental teacher will teach it today. That's right. See. But God accepted Abel's offering. Because Abel, by faith, offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Amen. With all this, his sacrifice was what? Not accepted. See, a believer pays his vows, everything, pray. The prophet said he even worshiped from the bottom of his heart. Everything. He did. Right. Amen. But his sacrifice was not accepted. You get it now? And Abel's own was accepted. They were both believers. But when it came to what? Their sacrifice. One of them, his sacrifice was not accepted. Amen. Then here, the prophet was referring to the clock. I think it was getting late. And so he said, let's forget about it for a few minutes. Let's open our hearts. Brother and sister, there is an eternity before us. And it behooves you today to set up and take notice, to remember what you are listening to and how you are serving God. The time was running. The prophet looked at the time. He said, look, let's forget it for a while. Amen. And let us open our hearts, brother and sister. There is an eternity before us. And it behooves you today to set up yourself and take notice what you are listening to and how you are serving God. Amen. These two things. Because he's saying that now, with all this that Cain did, what can we say? The prophet said, and is it possible, he asks a question, is it possible that a man could be wrong and yet sincere? The prophet answered, yes, sir. A man could be what? Very, very sincere and yet be what? Wrong. Oh, we can call somebody like what? We can call somebody like Saul the Pharisee, Apostle Paul, when he was Saul the Pharisee. He was really sincere to what? To the law. Very sincere. He said concerning what? The righteousness in the law. What? Blameless. Concerning righteousness in the law. Blameless. Praise God. He was really sincere to what? To the laws. We can even also talk about the rich young ruler. Oh, when Jesus said, go and observe all the laws, you know them. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. Go and observe them. What did the rich young ruler say? He said, Master, I have done all these things from my youth. And then he asked Jesus, what lackest I? What do I lack again? Oh, my. Praise God. We are getting to somewhere now. Praise the Lord. Abel's what? Sacrifice was accepted. And that of what? Cain was not accepted. Why? The prophet said, one was by works, and the other was by what? Faith. Amen. Now watch, Cain and Abel. Let's move it on. You can move it down through the Bible elsewhere. Those two vines that started back here in Eden, they are growing right on up. And finally, we are almost in the seed time, the harvest. Praise God. It is there that now we are going to see. Brethren, we are what? Move, see the two. The master said what? Leave them both. Let them grow together. And then at the harvest time, and here the prophet is saying that, now finally we are almost in the seed time, the harvest. Praise God. We are almost at that time. When what? The tares will be separated from what? From the seed, the wheat. Then the message book, End Time, preaching Phoenix, 1954. He said, now, those boys, after seeing that they have been made mortals and were going to die, they tried to find favor with God. And they both came making a sacrifice. And I will review a certain thing which I said last night. He said, if God only required religion, if that's all he required, then Cain was justified. Cain was just as believing, just the same as Abel believed. comes with what? A sacrifice, just the same as Abel came with a sacrifice. But Cain's sacrifice was by works. See? By works. He raised his garden, brought his fruits, best he could find by what? By works. But Abel was justified by faith. He comes with what? A lamb. Amen. Brethren, let us take notice of the message, the word that we hear. We've got to live by it. Amen. These two boys, the parents told them what happened in the Garden of Eden. When they tried to make their own cover, when they tried to make their own way, when they tried to depend upon their own. See. Now, we see Abel, we see Adam and Eve. They depended upon their own thoughts and made what? Fig leaves. Praise God. Whilst they need to what? Should have gone and seek the face of the Lord. They tried to do what? They tried to do it their own way. And so we see that Abel was what? Justified by faith by what? He listened to what? The message the parents gave to him. When the parents had sinned, they tried to do the covering themselves. But when God came and saw that they have sinned, God had to what? Kill an animal. Amen. Blood was shed. Praise God. Blood was shed. And out of that, he got a covering for them. Amen. Abel kept this in his heart. Brethren, that is where anytime this message, this word of God, we need to keep it according to what? As it has been given to us. Abel listened to what? The parents according to what? Accordingly. That this is the way God did to cover us. When we had sinned. Praise God. But Cain thought otherwise. He thought with his own thought. Oh, if I can just get what? The best food from my world, from my land, I will do that for a sacrifice. Whilst you have heard that God, when he was what? Finding a substitute of what? Covering for Adam and Eve. He killed an animal. He killed a lamb. Praise God. Abel kept this in his heart. Brethren, let's keep every word and live by it. It's living by the word is the answer. And so when it came that, he said they've realized that they also have sinned because they've come from what? Parents that sinned against God. So they went to what? They wanted to seek favor from God. Each of them. And what? They had to what? Present a sacrifice. Abel remembered. Amen. What God did in the Garden of Eden. Praise the Lord. And so he knew by faith that it has to take blood again for my salvation. For me to find favor before God. As my parents sinned, they what? A lamb had to be killed. And before they could get a covering, if I'm also looking for a covering from God, I will follow that same process. What God the provided way. Amen. Abel followed what? The provided way. What has already been done by God himself. He followed it that way. And that's why his what? His sacrifice was accepted. Because it has to take what? Blood. Amen. So when you read Galatians 2:16, it said, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. Man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by faith of Christ and not by works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be what? Justified. It has to take what? Faith in the Lord. Amen. So we see the same as I was saying, Saul was really what? He was what? He knew the law and was living by the law, the works of the law. The same also, the rich young ruler. And they were both sincere to the word. They were both sincere to the law. But they were what? They were absolutely wrong. Amen. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 5:20-22 that except your righteousness exceeds the what? The righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisee, you by no means will enter into the kingdom of God. The righteousness of the Pharisee was based on what? Was based on the works of the law. That's why Jesus was saying, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees, you would by no way enter into what? Into the kingdom of God. Because the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes were all based on what? Was based upon the works of the law. Amen. Now Cain came and knelt at the gate. Not an infidel. Many thinking that the Antichrist, being Russia, said, get it out of your mind. Never. The Antichrist is religious. Jesus said, the two spirits will be so close, if possible, it will deceive the very elect. Don't worry about Russia. They are just a bunch of atheists. Yes. But the Antichrist says right by you. Hoy. See? The Antichrist is what? Says right by you. Praise the Lord. Because they were all believers. Cain and Abel, they were all believers. Brethren, it's a spirit that we got to realize. If we have been caught by any spirit that is contrary to the word of God, brethren, let's seek the face of God. that spirit would be completely taken away from us. Amen. It's a spirit. He said, remember, just the time Jesus came on the scene, the Antichrist also came. Judas also came. About the time Jesus revealed himself as the Son of God, Judas revealed himself. Just the time Jesus went away, Judas went away. Just the time the Holy Ghost comes, the Antichrist spirit also comes. See, always close. Always together. That's the work of what? The enemy. When the good man have sown the good seed, then, when men slept, the enemy came and sowed what? The tares amongst them. Cain and Abel producing what? From the same womb, and yet producing what? Different seeds. My sister, you understand? Good. That a woman brought forth two children. Then they have two different characters. Very, very different. Amen. So that Cain killed what? Abel. It's a different character. It comes from what? The devil. The devil that kills. Amen. Abel was what? A humble and what? Sincere unto God. So, one woman, two different what? Children with two different characters. And the scripture we read, he said what? A good man sowed a good seed. And when man slept, the wicked man also came and sowed his own tares among them. See? We believe that right in the Garden of Eden, it was never an apple that they ate. It's never an apple. Praise God. It was what? Different what? People that went into what? Eve. Two different people. And they what? Each sold their different seed in there. And they grew up following what? The same character of what? Of their fathers. Praise God. That's what we are talking about. The two vines. Praise the Lord. You understand it? God richly bless you, my sister. Amen. Now, the seven church ages, Laodicea, 359. Now we can see why there were two vines, one true and one false. Because one was sown by what? The good man. And the other one was sown by what? His enemy. Praise God. Now we can see why Abraham, now we are coming to another point. We can see why Abraham had two sons. One after the flesh and one after what? The promise. Now we can see how that out of the same parents, two boys came forth as twins. One knowing and loving the things of God, and the other knowing much of the same truth, but not of the same spirit. See, it is always what? The spirit. Praise God. Amen. He also does the same, but what? Different spirit. And hence, persecuted what? The child that was elect. God did not reprobate for the sake of reprobation. He reprobated for the sake of the elect. Amen. The elect cannot persecute elect. Take notice of that. Praise the Lord. Take serious notice of that. The prophet said, the elect cannot persecute the elect. A challenge to all of us. Amen. Amen. Let's check our hearts. Check our everything, brethren. He said, the elect cannot harm elect. Praise God. As we are together, I believe the Lord. I believe that no one here has any evil against one another. Amen. My brother, if you have, my sister, if you have any evil against another one, brother, my sister, tonight is a very good opportunity for you to say, Lord, I confess. Just take that spirit out of me immediately. Praise God. Because he said, the elect cannot persecute elect. Elect cannot harm elect. It is the reprobate that persecute and destroy the elect. Serious, brethren, let's take notice of this. From today, brethren, let's check ourselves by the word. Let's be like Abel that hears the provided way and follows it to the letter. So that his sacrifice was what? Was accepted. Amen. This is a challenge to all of us. Brethren, if there is anything that we hold against one another tonight, it is what? Right for us. For us to what? confess to the Lord and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. This take it away from my heart. Amen. And let's love one another with true love. Amen. Without what? Without any speck. Any speck of what? Of doubt about one another. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. A real godly spirit of what? Love. Always thinking good about your brother, about your sister. Always sharing in his time of troubles. Be part of it. And when he's rejoicing, rejoice with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we form one body, my brethren. It is what? One body in Christ Jesus. Amen. And all the members, as I stand here, my eye is looking, my hand is moving, my mouth is talking, my ears listening, my hand, my leg is moving, all coming in one harmony. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, brethren. This is what? A challenge to us. I believe that we have only one vine in this house here. Amen. Amen. There are no two vines here. That's my belief. Praise God. Amen. That we have only one vine here. And that is Christ. And we are the branches. Amen. And we are all what? Sucking out from what? The vine. Because he said, I am the vine. And ye are the branches. And we are all taken from what? The same, taking the same sap. Amen. So when we take the same sap, my brother, will you bear different fruit? No, sir. Taking what? The sap from what? The same vine. It will produce what? The same fruits. So the branches, we the branches, will produce what? The same fruits. And he said, and by our fruits, we glorify him. Amen. By the fruits that we bear, we glorify him. He said, oh, those reprobates, they are religious. See, they are smart. They are of Cain line, the serpent seed. See, they build their babels. They build their cities, they build their empires, and all the while calling on God. See? All the while they will be calling on God. They hate the true seed, and they will do all they can to destroy God's elect one. But they are needed. Oh, the prophet said, but they are what? They are needed. So what is the chaff to the wheat? No chaff, no wheat. But at the end, what happens to the chaff is burned with what? Fire unquenchable. And the wheat, where is it? It's gathered in his garner. And it is where he is. Amen. Oh, elect of God, beware. Study closely. Study closely. Be careful. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Rely upon God and be strong in his might. Your adversary, the devil, is even now going about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Watch unto prayer and be steadfast. This is the end time. Both the true and the false vine are coming into maturity. But before the wheat matures, those ripening tares must be burned for the burning. Amen. See, they are all joining in the World Council of Churches. That is the binding. Soon the gathering of the wheat will come. But right now, the two spirits are at work in two vines. Come out from among the tares. Start to overcome that you may be considered praiseworthy for your Lord and fit to reign and rule with him. Amen. Amen. Brethren, These are the last words that the prophet preached when Laodicea, when he was talking about the two vines. Brethren, he said, the elect of God, study closely and be careful. See, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That must be the call for all of us. The right call at this time, brethren, is the right call at this time that we must study. We must be careful. We must do what? Work our own salvation with fear and trembling. Brethren, because the time is so close, he said, come out from among what the test. Amen. It is a spirit. It's a spirit. It's a spirit that comes over you. But meanwhile, if you realize that it is what? A wrong spirit. And you will confess it. Praise God. The Lord will what? Is ready to get it. As last Sunday, when we quoted, I want to quote it this evening again, that he said what? About your confession. Amen. The message of hidden life with Christ. He said, it depends on where your faith stands. Amen. Tonight, it depends all about where your faith stands. Praise God. Your salvation is good as long as your confession is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Your confession is as good as your salvation. Your salvation is as good as your confession. But he said, if your confession drops, your salvation is gone. Amen. If your confession drops, your salvation is gone. Let's lift up our confession. If there is anything that you want to confess, the prophet said, he is our high priest, sitting on the right hand of God, making intercessions to our confessions. Amen. So if you confess good, you will make it good. With all your heart, if you lay it before him, his word is ever present. Oh, to take everything and put it somewhere and give you what? The right spirit. Amen. Brethren, I believe we here, we are all with one heart. I believe we are all sapping from the same vine. Amen. And now the thing is, let us bear the fruits of the same kind of the vine. Amen. Because the fruits of the vine must be seen in us, because we are taken from him. And the vine is what? Our Lord Jesus Christ. So if we are sucking from him, then our fruits must bear the same Christ life. Praise God. Brethren, tonight, if there is any weakness in your life, if there is something that always brings you down, he said the sin that normally usually besets you. See, I've experienced it before. Praise the Lord. I had to confess, I've experienced it before. When I got this message, because I was really full of the world. Amen. But God did something in my life for me to what? To make a U-turn. I think I've told some people before. I was a footballer playing football. Praise the Lord. And God broke my leg just like that for me to see my own bone. And I was laid on the floor for one good year. My brother was a pastor. He brings me, those days, message book was very, very difficult to come by.
You read, you pass. You read, you pass. But he, because he was the pastor, he will make sure you get me about two or three books. When he brings them, I pack them somewhere. I wouldn't even read. God broke my leg. For one good year, they had wanted to amputate my leg. For one good year, I was on the floor. It was there I started what? To look to God. I said, God, if you heal my leg, I will never play football again. I'll give the whole of my life to you. That was the first time I bought my first Bible. I never knew how to read it. And the message book, I was just reading anyhow. When I got up after 1 year, still, there was some speck of what? The world in me. But the message started to take everything away. Amen. Started to take everything away because I was ready to surrender them. When it hit today, and I say, Lord, take it away from me. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, not that I'm trying to say something to lift up myself, but brethren, let us all begin to what? Do that confession sincerely from our hearts. Search your heart and see if there is anything that is not right with the word. The sins that besets you normally. See, there are things, I have my own that always it will keep on coming, to keep on coming. But the Lord, eventually, when I really was determined, God knew my heart, that I was really determined to what? To do away with that spirit. The Lord took it away from me. Amen. Brethren, we all have some things that normally always bring us down. But if we will surrender to Him, He is what? He's ever present. So if our salvation will be good, if our confession is good. Amen. But the prophet said, if our confession drops, our salvation is gone. He is the high priest. Praise God. Sitting on the right hand of God, making intercessions for us. So the intercession he will make is that you confess to him that, Lord, this is my problem. I cannot help myself. It keeps on coming. Lord, help me tonight. I want to surrender to you, Lord. I want to surrender. I want to be a branch to your vine. I want to be sucking from you so that the fruits that I will bear Christ-like what? Fruits. Praise the Lord. Musicians, as you start coming, actually tonight was for a teaching service for us to get to know. Because the next teaching probably that will come will be the perfect and permissive will. You see that it goes in line with this, that some things come your way, you do. God allows it. Sometimes it does come for God's word, to praise God. Amen. Amen. And you think that it is right, but it's what? It's the permissive will of God. It's not the perfect will. But God allows it because you are using it to what? To glorify his name. You allow it. Praise the Lord. So brethren, let us make it tonight. Let's raise our confession to him. Your salvation is as good as your confession tonight. Your confession is as good as your salvation is as good as your confession tonight. Let us not drop our confession. Let us not drop. Let us not drop. Amen. Today I liked your worship today. If you can just take us through that same worship, I will love it. And we all will love it. Amen.
Hello, Hello,
Lord, Hello, Lord, Hello, Lord, Hello, Lord, Hello, Lord, Hello, Lord, Hello, Lord, Hello, Lord, Hello, Lord, Hello, Lord, Hello, Lord, Hello, Lord,
Remember Abel. Remember Abel. What he had, he followed it. He followed exactly what God did for his parents. He followed the word, the message that the parents gave to him. Went through that, he sacrificed. God accepted
his sacrifice. Oh, we will live up holy.
Let us live. Let us live by his word.
Hello, Lord.
Hello,
Lord. Let us live by his word. He did everything right, but his sacrifice was according to works, and that of Abel was according to faith. So lift up your faith in the Lord this evening. All your heart
with your spirit here before us.
Remember again,
Hello, Lord.
Cain.
Hello, Lord.
He was a believer. He did everything right. But his sacrifice, his sacrifice was never accepted.
Hello, Lord.
His sacrifice never.
Hello, Lord.
Hello, Lord.
It's because
He bypassed the word. The
as you are singing, be praying alongside. As you sing, be praying in your heart.
Day. You deserve the glory.
Pray in your heart. I want to be a branch of that vine.
As we are the holy day, for oh, you are great.
Oh Lord Jesus,
there is no soul
tonight.
There is no one else like
I bring
no
my confession,
like
Lord. I know you are there, Lord Jesus, to intercede for me.
You are great.
That this very spirit
you
of Jesus, I want it. It is over. It is
so
over.
Great.
It's over.
There is no
tonight, Lord.
Like you.
Tonight, Lord, I surrender.
There is no
tonight, Lord. One. It's gone. It's gone.
Something keeps
I
holding
don't need
me.
It anymore, Lord.
Every day I see.
Oh, renew my faith, Lord.
Helping me faithfully.
Renew my faith, Lord Jesus.
To overcome my trials.
Renew my faith.
Guiding me constantly.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I pray thee.
nothing can
say. You are my strength, Lord. You are my strength. You are my strength, Lord.
The trials of this world are getting stronger.
By the blood of Jesus Christ
was more than I could bear. And I was
I know the Lord.
Within myself,
as you see, in my heart, Lord. Father,
something keeps holding me.
I pray to the Lord, you will fill me a place.
Every day I see
that enemy that will try to sow
faith
in my heart.
My child,
try to sow. Jesus,
fill me
by your spirit,
something
Lord.
Is holding me.
Protect me, Lord Jesus, from that enemy.
Suddenly
who always, when man
is tempted,
when man is asleep, he comes
of his desire to steal away
his seed of hatred, his seed of discord. Lord Jesus, tonight,
I
pray to you, God,
wherever
steal me away. Steal me away from that enemy.
I need to keep me
protected by
his
way.
Something is holding me.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Every day
I pray to you, God. I surrender tonight. I surrender tonight, Lord. It is over. Lord, we commit your church into your hands. We bring your church before you, O God. Father, we want to pray the same truth, Lord. We want to see the same truth of God right in your house, Lord. Father, help us. Help us individually, Lord Jesus. Father, let the Holy Spirit now touch all of us, O God. And bring us, Lord, under the subjection of your word.
Guiding me constantly.
The Lord, our very lives of God, who can bless all lands of you, Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord.
He's a reality.
You said you present yourself a glorious church. Without fault, without wrinkle, a church without blemish, Lord. Father, yes, that's what, Lord Jesus, we look unto you tonight, O God. That the very church you said you will present to yourself, O God, that it will be this very church, Lord, without blemish, without fault, without wrinkle. Oh, the Holy Spirit sweeping over us. From the pulpit to the pew. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Even as we remember our pastor, Lord, into your hands. Oh, Father, we commit him, Lord. The Lord Jesus, you grant him, of God.
Oh, I know.
That spirit of leadership, Lord.
I know that the true
leadership of God by the Holy Spirit.
I know my blessed
that Father,
Jesus.
You strengthen him, of God.
I know the
power to stand against anything, the Lord, that you try to compromise, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, strengthen him, Lord. That you will stand, Lord, like Moses stood for you, O God.
I know the master of.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Well, sometimes
bless him
I
and his family, Lord.
Sometimes
bless the
I
ministry,
saw.
Lord, in his house, Lord Jesus. Oh, the fivefold ministry. As Lord, we need it, O God, for the perfection of the saints. For the work of your ministry, Lord.
And
for the edification of your bread, O God, Lord Jesus, let the ministry of God, oh, be according to your God, how, Lord, you have ordained amongst your people, O God.
I know.
Father, we our children.
The master
of all our children, Lord, into your hands.
I know
in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know
the maker of
the time that we are living in, O God, is an unequal age. Lord, protect our children. Lord, protect them, O God, from the evils of this world. The evils of this world, Lord. Let your spirit always raise standards for them, O God.
I know.
Oh, they go up to the school. They meet up to different characters and spirits. But Lord, we pray the blood of Jesus Christ upon them, O God. The Lord, although we are living testimony, let them grow in your presence, Lord.
He can come.
Commit our lives, Lord, into your hands. Lord,
what to shine again?
To keep the home. Let us bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. We commit all husbands, Lord, into your hands.
I know,
Lord Jesus. At the head of the house,
I know, my
Father, grant them the wisdom, the knowledge.
I know,
to bring up of God and to the Lord. Bless, Lord Jesus. We commit the youth, Lord, into your hands.
Can come,
the Lord, so have mercy.
Would you shine,
Father, as Jesus said, the ones that you have given to me, none of them is lost. Father, we don't want to see any of our youth get lost, O Lord. Father, right from the beginning now, Lord, let your promise be, O Lord Jesus. Overshadow them, O God.
I know.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God, that tonight we have come, Lord, believing that, Lord, you are our great and mighty high priest that sits on the right hand of God, making intercessions for us. Even the Lord Jesus, as we have raised our confessions, Lord, to you. Intercede for one another, O God. Intercede, Lord Jesus. Well, God, we feel weak, God. Lord, let your spirit, Lord, because you are strong, Lord, be our strength, Lord Jesus. And Father, once again, we say, Lord, thank you, O God, that you have loved us. Lord, you surely, truly loved us, O God. No good. We look at ourselves, we don't see anything. But yet, Lord, you see things, O God. Because, Father, it is you that has placed them there. And Lord Jesus, we want to see the manifestation, O God, in everyone, Lord Jesus, what you have placed in them before the foundation of the world. The Lord, it will bear fruits, Lord, to glorify your name. Lord Jesus. Thank you tonight. You are our vine, and we are the branches. Lord, help us, O God, to sup from you. No other but you, O God. Father, oh, what, Lord, your children this evening had uttered. By faith they believe. The Lord, you make it good to them. Lord Jesus, once again, the house here, oh Lord, it's time now, getting close for us to leave. But Lord Jesus, we know that you are the high priest of good things to come by greater and more perfect. Lord, we look forward to that tabernacle. We look for that house. We know you yourself, your tabernacle is not made by hands. Thank you that you've made us to dwell in that. Father, we are looking, oh God, for the new place that you will be giving to us. We are looking forward to it, oh Lord. And we know it is somewhere there. It is somewhere over there. And tonight, Lord, as we commit into your hands,
We believe the Lord, the doors are opened already. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Bless each and everyone here tonight. And even as many that weren't able to come, Lord, touch them one by one, O God. Our sister Lily, bless her, Lord Jesus. And all other requests that were read here before the service, Lord. Father, we commit into your hands that, Lord Jesus, you make it good, O God, for one another. All the requests that came, make it good, Lord. Because we believe by faith, Lord, you are a God that answers prayer. And you give according to your riches in glory, abundantly and exceedingly than even what we expect. We thank you tonight, Lord. Even Lord Jesus, as we live here, we know we are not living in your presence, Lord. We know that the Holy Spirit will go with us, even right into our closest, Lord. For us always, Lord, to keep your word as Abel heard from the parents, he kept it upon his heart and followed it to the letter. And Lord, you accepted his sacrifice. Lord, let's do the same also, God. The provided way, Lord, we follow it to the letter, O God, so that our sacrifices, O God, will be received, will be accepted in your presence, Lord. Father, we commit our journeys back into your hands. That as you granted us journey mercies from our various homes, let it be so once again as we go, Lord. And even we commit all other road users, Lord, into your hands. We don't know them, but Father, we pray, committing all of them into your hands, that you lead and guide them safely into their various destinations, Lord. Father, tonight, it has been a blessed night for us. We've made our confessions, and I know that, Lord, our salvation stands good in your presence, Lord. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. God richly bless you. Yeah, give us our last song, God.
In your presence, that's where I am. In your presence, oh Lord. In your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking your face, touching your grace. Oh, in the gift of the Lord. Oh, in your presence, O God, in your presence, in your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, O Lord, my God, in your presence. Touching your face, oh, touching.